And though I have no wish to glorify myself, God is going to glorify me. He is the true judge. Jesus here is having a long discourse with people, and they've just said to him in the preceding verse to today's, the people retorted, "You Samaritan devil, didn't we say all along that you're possessed by a demon?" What strong words they're saying to Jesus. "No," Jesus said, "I have no demon in me, for I honour my Father, and you dishonour me. And though I have no wish to glorify myself, God is going to glorify me. He is the true judge. I tell you the truth. Anyone who obeys my teaching will never die." Jesus is saying that I'm not here to glorify myself. Well, what you're saying about me having a demon is absolutely wrong. I am here to glorify my Father. He is the true judge, because God is going to glorify Jesus. Jesus isn't out for himself here. Jesus has come with his purpose of bringing us back into relationship with God. It's God that glorifies Jesus, because God is the judge, and he is warning them as well in this. "And I tell you the truth, anyone who obeys my teaching will never die." I can't believe what they would have understood at that time as he was saying that, but we know now 2,000 years later, he was saying, if you come and believe in what I am telling you, that I am the Son of God who has come to bring you back in relationship through dying and being raised again on the third day, then you will dwell with me in heaven and you will never die. It was a big teaching for them to hear at the time, and they were very confused about who Jesus was. That's why they're saying, you know, "You are a Samaritan devil." Big words. But he is saying, "I'm not glorifying myself. God is going to glorify me, and you will see that." And we, as Christians now, we're not here to glorify ourselves either. We are here to glorify God. We are here to bring that glory to God, to teach people exactly what Jesus is saying. You have to listen to Jesus. You have to read his word. You have to understand that he is the one who says who he is. We are bringing glory to him. We're not bringing glory to ourselves. If we are seeking glory for ourselves, then we need to check ourselves and be careful, very careful indeed. We are here now to glorify God, to bring him the glory as he deserves it. He is the judge, as Jesus says, after all. He will judge us for all those things which we choose to do. Those times, instead of glorifying God, that we glorify ourselves. We need to be humble, you know, and God will call different people to different roles. And some roles, you know, it does put you out there in perhaps the public eye, or you're doing really well in a certain ministry and everyone wants to glorify you. But we should always bring the glory to God. It's great when sports people do that. They can win the World Cup in football and they say, all the glory goes to God. He's given me these gifts, but I'm giving him the glory. So as we are here serving God, let's not glorify ourselves. God only wanted one person to be glorified, and that's Jesus. Let's glorify him for all that he's done for us. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you are our judge, but we pray that you will judge us fairly when we say that we brought the glory to you, and you see that is true. Amen.